This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Other people's problems, you got them, we'll fix them or make them worse. Well, Meg has hit a stale spot in her marriage, but she's got an idea.
Cool.
Meg?
Yeah.
Tell us, give us a little backstory and tell us what your idea is here.
Well, okay, so I've been married quite some time. And I guess you could call it very vanilla at this point.
Okay.
There's really, the spark has kind of left the building. And I don't know, I just want to bring that back. And all my friends say that jealousy is the way to do it. I need to...
Hold on.
You know.
Jealous? Like...
Here we go.
I was going three-way swinging. Okay.
Jealousy.
Okay.
Well, I'm going off the advice of, you know, my sister, some friends, book club. So they said, you know, flirt in front of him with the checkout guy at the grocery, with the doorman at the concert. Tell him that, you know, guys are hitting on me at work, which, you know, it could be slightly true. And
is it true? Is it true? If guys are hitting on you at work, I don't know. Steve, you're, again, it's one of those ones where you're an anomaly because you like that. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I'd rather you tell me than not tell me to find out. Like, when I see the physical chemistry between you and one of your coworkers,
the familiarity,
and it's like, hey,
of it
how
all.
Come you haven't mentioned that whole weird
interesting.
Little... Interesting. So is somebody hitting on you at work?
Well, you know, there's like a fella who it just has said like, oh, you look so pretty today. And I think maybe he has like a little crush, but he's younger than me. It's no big deal.
Okay.
It just makes you feel alive. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if you're using that as ammunition to fuel what I feel is a negative emotion in a relationship, jealousy is not... I don't know. I mean, I think all the people who go jealousy really can like, it's like, that's not a healthy, you know what else would bring you guys together? Cocaine.
Okay.
You
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
There's a lot of unhealthy things.
Ew, yeah.
But
I know.
I'm not saying, I mean.
But men are territorial, right? Like, should I give this a try? Has anybody tried it and kept the relationship alive?
So you haven't tried, you haven't told them about the boy who tells you you're pretty yet?
No. This is just a new idea.
Okay.
I haven't done any of this.
Good.
Steve, with the full-on shutdown, it's like, yeah, so far all your ideas are bad. Well, hang on while we get some real people to help you. Okay, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Two different avenues here. I think one is... Is a jealousy thing a good idea? Steve's basically shut it down, but like, if somebody's tried it, sure, we'll talk to you.
Right.
What else can, that's avenue two, is what else can Meg do short of, I just, like, not everybody's cut out. I'm not cut out to be like a swinger, dude. I can't.
Okay.
I mean, could you?
Are you? You know, it sounds great on the surface, but when you actually get involved in it, it's not as great as everyone thinks.
Because
it's
like, here, everyone, here's my girl.
Right. It's just,
hand her back to me later.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah. This is your big push, though. You haven't tried. I mean, it's not. I don't think you guys need counseling. Like, you have a good sort of relationship. It's just flat. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. You know, I use the word vanilla because it's so plain and boring, you know?
And those compliments you get from the guys at work, you need them to come from him. You just need those. You know what? You stop pitching Wu.
What's so weird is T-Hack does a good job of pitching Wu to his wife. And even though you've never been the commitment guy, you've always said that. It's like, hey, dudes, just so you know, if you don't pitch Wu, I will.
Yeah, I'll come in and do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, and then I'll just leave.
See? And just destroy everything even worse. But Meg, I love where your head's at. You see maybe a problem in your relationship. You're not owning the problem. You're not putting it on his plate either. You just want to see ways to just, you know, snazz things up. And that's awesome.
Would this work on you?
Yeah,
it would tell me like, oh my gosh, Meg, I'm dropping the ball on my end here. I'm not holding up. I'm not doing the special little things that make you feel special and make
finding out other guys are hitting on her. Or like, if she lingered too long with the door guy at the concert, like she talked about, that wouldn't upset you. It would
open my eyes.
Wow.
I know. Things like that.
We are totally different people.
I know, but it's weird that that would have to be her to open my eyes. It should never be that way.
Right. It would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I just feel like it will remind him that I'm, you know.
Slacker would want to fight him, though. That's the only.
A little. No, I'd be mad at her. Yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing? We're out at a concert together. Wait, why are you?
And you're playing these games.
Why are you talking to this
Clearly
dude?
Clearly you're doing these things. Yeah.
If you're playing a game, gross. If you're not playing a game, then are we just done? Like, we're out together. Okay. What are you doing?
That's where I would self-examine myself and what I'm not doing anymore or what I'm doing. Or
that's so funny. I think people listening would think I would be the introspective one, but I'm not. I would just be like, you're wrong in some way. We have to figure out which one it is.
This sucks. I don't want to be here anymore. And it's your wrong.
Yeah,
it's your
somehow
fault.
I'm still right. Yes. He does have to come to the table, and we need to find a way to get him to come to the table more. Meg, but I'm a little bit on Steve's side with, like, I don't know that this is the right way. Like, you know him better than anybody. Do you think that'll work? Do you think he'll be happy?
He'll step up and protect his lady.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. He's not like a fighter. He's not gonna get, you know.
Okay.
Easy,
all right.
That's actually good.
Know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hang on. We're gonna talk about you behind your back. Don't move.
Yeah. I know. I like her. She.
I think this works on more guys than it doesn't.
I'm sorry. Would you? Well,
I think this probably works.
It does.
It's gross.
Okay.
It would not work on me. Like I said, I would just be like, one, if I found out it was a game, like if anyone is ever dating me in the future, just know that if you've got one of those cutesy little relationship tests that you want to run on me, I find out you tested me, you're never going to talk to me again.
That is true.
I don't like games.
Right.
Just let's be together or let's not. If you're genuinely sort of enamored with the bouncer and want to talk to him a little bit, then that's another thing entirely where I'm like, hey, aren't we out? Like, I thought we were out. And it's not that you're not allowed to talk to anybody else. It's when you linger.
There it is.
It's when you, it's like, okay, well, if you'd rather be with him, there are plenty of other people at this concert for me. So how about I go do that too then?
True, but you went there so fast. I get it.
I know, but it's like, I don't want to play a game. Where it's like, hey, you're going to flirt and that's going to, now, I'm going to chase you. Like, let's just chase each other naturally. And if we don't,
Then
let's
there it
just
is.
Not.
There it is. Okay.
But the weird thing about you is you've always said, I go out to a bar, guys are buying my lady drinks. I like that because I know she's coming on with me. I don't like that. I don't like
you
that.
You don't like when men lust after or your stuff, your things, your,
I don't think of women as a thing.
I didn't say the whole word.
Well, you walked close enough that the angry texts are already coming in.
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, if you've got advice for Meg, she wants to try jealousy as a way to add a spark to her relationship.
Yeah.
Yes or no on that. And if it's a no, if you have any other ideas on how to make it less vanilla, 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
We're trying to help Meg out. Her relationship has kind of hit like a little.
Yeah.
She used the word vanilla.
Yes. And that's huge.
So her coworkers, her friends, her girlfriends have all gotten together and said, try a little jealousy. Mm-hmm. Try making him think that there's dudes hitting on you everywhere you go, that there's a fella at work who wants a piece of you. I don't think that's a good idea.
Right.
But if you have, if you've tried that, great. Or if you have other suggestions on what could possibly be a good idea to save the spark in their relationship.
So far, texters are agreeing. She needs to flirt in front of
her. Oh, God. Rebecca?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that trying to make him jealous is just not going to be helpful in any way and just going to create problems. I would say, have a conversation and say, hey, I'd like to spice up our sex life. There's not a lot of men out there who are going to be like, no, I don't want that.
Gross!
No!
Why would anyone want better relations?
Right?
That's a good idea.
I mean, and if she doesn't have ideas, there's about a million books and websites of things that they could go on and do a checklist together of like, hey, we've never tried this. It doesn't have to be creating a bad emotion in your partner. It can be creating a positive emotion like, hey, I'm feeling it. Let's do a thing.
Have you been through this? Have you gotten the spark back in a relationship?
Sorry, I don't let the spark go away, generally speaking. So, wrong person to ask.
Right. Okay, so you just keep it going. Like, you're not a person to wait to almost run out of gas and then make a run to the gas station. You're topped off all the time.
I mean, if it feels like the gas is getting a little bit low, yeah, I'm probably going to make a stop at the station and, you know, see what we can do about that. You know, okay. Why wait till it gets there?
Wow. Okay. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Phil.
Yay.
What advice do you have?
So, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
Listen to it every afternoon. You know what? I'm kind of with you a little bit on this, Slacker. Not that I'm jealous, but I just think a good sit-down conversation, and be honest, share what you're at. I don't really like the whole jealousy thing. Even though I'm not jealous, many guys buy my wife drinks, and it doesn't bother me. But when we're very secure in our relationship, so that's not a problem.
You don't get territorial when some dude's buying your wife a drink.
Nope.
Okay, good for you. Congrats. I mean, I do. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know if he's flirting with her, but she knows. She's smart enough to know not to let it get too far. But if some guy just wants to buy her a drink, I don't have a problem with that. That's fine. You know, she'll let him know she's married and she's with me and she plans on going home with me.
Boom.
So but we've also been married 46 years.
Oh, yeah, so, you got that thing locked down.
Yeah, so but I don't like the whole play games with the jealousy. I'm with you on that, Flacker.
It's just a terrible idea. But thank you for the call.
Absolutely.
I mean, having a conversation seems to be the answer to most of our OPPs. Ashley?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So I struggle. I will start by saying I identify as a queer woman.
Okay.
I think she sounds thirsty, and I think that she sounds like majority of women where guys just kind of fizzle out with the effort. So maybe she needs to go to him and say, honey, what excites you? Or you know, maybe he just needs to step up the plate and put some effort in. I think the jealousy thing is not a good idea.
Huh.
So just find, just, it. Sometimes it's tough for people who aren't out there with their, what they actually like to answer that question, like what excites you?
Totally.
I think that's where they're at. I don't think either one of them has the courage to go, hey, I really like it when you whatever.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like you have that tattooed on your body somewhere as a list of instructions.
Yeah, with very detailed instructions. No, I look, I think that that's half the battle in a relationship, is coming to the table and being able to communicate about what you want and what you need. And if your needs aren't being met, I don't care how long you've been together, right? Because I think that that's part of being in an active relationship, is maintaining that level of communication and saying, what do you need from me? And if she's needing some intimacy or spicy or something to make her feel desired the way that she once was, I don't think that's all on her, but, you know, I think she could definitely help bring him to the table, because I don't know, guys sometimes seem like they're shy.
It just feels to me like, and I'm not trying to equate relationships with training an animal, but somebody had said that earlier, you get more flies with honey than you do with, like, if you're training a dog and all you do is hit them when they do something wrong, they're not going to learn the good stuff. Mm-mm. Teaching this dude to push the right buttons is the right thing. Making him jealous when he's not pushing the right buttons is going to get you divorced.
Okay.
Take it from me, I got a pile of divorces.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.